Hey guys, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name is Dill. My show is called Sometimes. This week I have a lot to talk about. It's just like everything is going in the wrong direction. I don't know why. It's just like whatever I try to do, I'm just like messing everything. Like, I don't know even where to start. First of all, my brother. I am trying to be there for him, even though he doesn't want me to be there for him. And I get it. Like, sometimes you don't see your siblings as the closest person that you want to talk to. But it's just, it's upsetting me so much to see him sad. And whenever I try to talk to him, he's pushing me harder. And I'm like, dude, like, okay, I see. You're having issues since over a month, whatever. But I am also not okay. I sometimes need support too. And when I look at his face, I'm like, oh, he's sad. I can see. But when I'm sad, like, I don't think that he even realizes it anymore. I don't know. Like, okay, like, maybe I'm being selfish. Like, he should first take care of himself, then realize that I'm not okay. But still, like, when I see him, I'm like, yo, like, you know, I'm your sister. Are you gonna ask me how am I doing? Like, I don't know. Like, he should understand it from my face. Like, the other day, I was like, oh, by the way, today I cried in front of my professor. And he was like, what's wrong? But, like, he didn't realize it till then. Like, and, like, I had a, like, really bad face. I was like, I don't know. It's whatever. So, moving on. Lovely High Weekend is coming. I will need this weekend. I need some time to, like, relax, not think about anything, just enjoy spending time with my friends, drinking, whatever. But, yeah. What else is bothering me? Okay. Let's think. I'm questioning why did I end up coming here? I mean, I love Lafayette. Like, I mean, yeah, every school has, like, ups and downs, blah, blah, blah. But it's just, like, being an international is totally different. Because, like, there are things that I really miss from home. And also, there are things that I gave up on to come here. Yeah, like, to be honest, Turkey is such a bad place to live, to, like, spend time. There are people who are catcalling all the time. They're rapists. Like, you cannot be free as much as you're free here. You cannot wear whatever you want. You cannot say whatever you want to say. I mean, you can, but there will be really big results. So, in here, like, you have freedom and everything. And also, Turkey is disorganized. People are not punctual, blah, blah, blah. But in here, it's just, like, I feel like not every American, but 90% is fake. At least to me, like, compared to my culture. Like, I don't see that warmth. Like, in Turkey, like, we have this culture that's, like, you hug people. You, like, it's just such a lovely environment. You hug people. Okay. My friend John is outside. He really needs me. So I'm just going to play a song and let him in. He's going to be my guest tonight. So I'm going to play Magic, Rude, and here's the song. Enjoy, guys. Wait, 1 second. I don't know what's wrong. Why this is not playing. Okay, computer is on. Oh, wait. Should I try Chrome instead of... Yeah, I think so. Okay. I know why it is not playing. So, Magic, Rude. Here is the song, guys. Enjoy. Yeah, okay. It's the... I know why... Okay. Enjoy, guys. Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet, all the way to you.
this, you leave no choice. Can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be boys. Your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend. But no still means no.
Peanuts, dark chocolate, and 10 grams of delicious protein. Try Nature Valley Protein Bars.
sing y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you sexy and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexy and flown it. Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch.
Hey guys, we're just playing another song. It's Hey Days.
This is Hurt Like Hell
by Hey Days.
Hurt Like Hell by Hey Days. Is it this one?
No, fourth one. 1, 2, 3. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Enjoy, guys. Like, there's an ad. Okay, here's the song. Enjoy.
Hey!
We need a big tree. Something for everyone to gather around.
American
Rejects, It Ends Tonight. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, my name is John Ottinger. I'm here with Dilya Dilses on her show, The
Sometimes.
The Sometimes. And currently, we are going through a little bit of an emotional draft. So what we have prepared for you now is a little something I like to think of as 2004 personified. All American Rejects, It Ends Tonight.
Enjoy, guys. Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Anything else you want to say during the ad? No?
Yeah, sure. I'll say something during the ad. For anybody who's listening, take advantage of all the time that you have currently with all the people around you. Don't take it for granted, but definitely make sure that you use all the time to enjoy it and be happy.
Here's the song.
Your subtleties that strangle me, I can't explain myself at all. And
Hey guys, we are back.
Hi everyone. So that was All American Rejects. It ends tonight. I'm sitting here with Dill. If I didn't introduce myself, my name is John Onger. I'm a senior here at Lafayette, here to bring you a little bit of late night insight. That rhymed. I'm a poet. I didn't even know.
That was nice.
Currently, what we're just talking about is utilizing your time here at school to do everything that you want to do and enjoy the things that you want to while you still have that free time. And to, you know, make sure you get enough rest and get everything that you want to get done and also get your work done. In terms of taking care of yourself, it's important to rest, but it's also important to get out and exercise or, you know, take what Professor Nandina Sakhan likes to call a artist break, where basically, you know, get to go out or stay in, whatever you want to do, but really immerse yourself in what makes you you. Whether you're into sports or theater or film or economics, finances, science, whatever it might be, technology, it's very important that you go out and you experience everything that you love and take advantage of the things that you love and not take them for granted, but definitely make sure that while you still have the opportunity to immerse yourself in something that you love, that you give your all to it and keep moving forward while you discover yourself while also, you know, enjoying the community, engaging the community, and trying to better everybody. Right, Dill?
Yeah, right. That was a really good pep talk. But yeah. I have one point that I didn't like. What do you mean by artist break? Oh, are you insulting artist people? I'm an art major.
Okay, I'm an art major too. I'm a FAMS major. I can talk about this kind of stuff. This is a artistic humanities kind of discussion. It's very important that, you know, maybe not an artist break, but I'm saying it's like a creative break so that you can, you know, go out and check out the artist alley down in Easton or, you know, that new post on DeviantArt or that new Chance the Rapper album that just dropped.
Do you listen to Chance the Rapper?
Oh, yeah. I listen to all kinds of music. I think it's really important to diversify what it is that, you know, you listen to get a better perspective of, like, what real music is.
Okay, what do you get out of Chance the Rapper?
Chance the Rapper?
Yeah.
Juice.
Oh, my God. My friend has a radio show at Tuesdays at 9 p.m., and he's playing Chance the Rapper for an hour.
Can it's he do that? Isn't that break, like, the show's rules? Like,
no, he's, like, censoring it, like, 24-7.
Constantly, he's like,
yeah, boop, boop, boop, boop. Exactly.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I do enjoy myself some Chance the Rapper, but I will admit, I also enjoy myself some Beatles.
Not bad.
How about, Dill, we put on next... While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles. That's a good old song. My friend Chris Hewlett, he's a giant Beatles fan. The point I bring him up is because he would know when that song first debuted. I do not, but it's a fantastic song. And
oh, do you want to play the song that Chris wrote?
No.
No. Okay.
Chris,
I'm gonna cut this part.
I'm kidding. No, I love you, Chris. Please.
He's not listening. Me. You're fine.
I hope he's not. Or if he is, he's being a good friend. But thing is, we can play Chris's song later. But definitely.
Yeah, later.
I've set up the Beatles, so why don't we stick to the Beatles while My Guitar Gently Weeps, and we'll move on to our best buddy Chris Hewlett afterwards. Dill, do you know what the name of his Chris's new song is?
I think there's love in it, I guess. I don't know.
In his song? Did he love it, put love it physically into that song?
I'm not sure. Like, okay, stop, wait. I'll find it.
Okay, well, Chris. In the meantime, while Dill looks up all of Chris Hewlett's new single, I can vamp for a little bit just to discuss with you what it is necessary that a good Lafayette student should be doing. It's about November 16th, I believe, right now. It's 11:37 on Tuesday, November 15th. This weekend, we have Lof Lehigh coming up. So I hope everybody purchased their tickets and are going to enjoy the game. It's going to be a great one, 152nd rivalry match. Hopefully, our Pards can knock out those Hawks and really do a number on them. what we hope to get out of this weekend is responsible fun and nice.
Not responsible fun.
Yes, very, very, very responsible
not.
Fun. Not responsible fun?
Come on. It's not fun if you're being responsible for
now
this weekend.
As a senior and a member of a community which encourages lives of excellence, I think it's very important that we all practice responsible and safe actions during the upcoming weekend, and that we all enjoy the teamwork and hard work that
okay.
our football players are putting into
okay.
this game.
I'm just going to say that John will black out this weekend at least one time.
Black out as in I'm going to wear all black one day this weekend
yeah,
to show
sure.
my solidarity to the team because, well, actually,
yes.
I guess I should show wear maroon, but
yeah,
I don't
maybe.
Know what you're talking about.
Okay,
so,
moving on. I'll record it.
But basically, this weekend, show out to your local football game and show everybody that you know that you love them. Hug your family. Hug your dog. Hug your sister. Hug your boyfriend. Hug your girlfriend. Hug your friend, in whichever may be in between boy or girl. whatever they feel other. Or if they're not even on that spectrum, wherever they want to be, just hug them. Show everybody some love. Give them a hug. Don't go overboard with it. And, you know, stay safe out there. And if you see me on the quad or whatever, give me a high five because love is cool and it should be spread. Dill, how's that? Is that song queued up? How we looking?
Oh, okay. So, Chris's song called Darling Please.
Darling, please.
Darling, comma, please, apostrophe.
Apostrophe.
Apostrophe. Yeah, that one.
Apostrophe.
Do you call that apostrophe?
Is it an exclamation point?
Like
when, if someone had to transcribe like a conversation with you, Dill, there'd be an exclamation point after every sentence. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's why I don't like John. Moving on.
So the next song that we will be playing, are we playing Chris's or the Beatles?
Yeah, Beatles.
All right, so we're playing the Beatles. The song is While My Guitar Gently Sleeps. While
what? Say it again.
While.
While.
W-H-I.
Okay. My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Weeps. There we go. Yeah, this is a beautiful song. I'm not going to get too personal right now, but I would say that... this really screams out to me that it really resonates with me in my soul right now. And I think it's important that for everybody to really know themselves, that they know some music and they have a song that they know they can jump to. So for your listening pleasure, we have The Beatles, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Enjoy, guys. Yeah, I think that's it, but okay. So here is the song.
After an ad read.
Yes.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. The FCC rules state that the station...
okay.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that one.
Not that part. Moving on. Here is the song.
Skip this
Enjoy.
Ad.
The lover that's sleeping while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why. Nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake we must surely be learning. guitar gently weep. I don't know how you were diverted. You were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I look from the wings at the play you are staging, while my guitar gently weeps. As I'm sitting here doing nothing but aging, still my guitar gently weeps.
Hey guys, we're back. So I just want to give shout out
to Dill's friends.
Yes, it's one of them's birthday. So shout out to Ulash.
Wash.
Ulash.
Ulash.
Ulash.
Ulash.
Ulash.
Ulash.
Okay, not
Happy
that.
Happy birthday to Ulash.
Ulash.
Ulash.
Ulash.
Ulash. Happy birthday to Ulash.
Okay,
that's good. Sorry.
You're good. So yeah, today was his birthday, even though he's such a
baby.
Not a baby. He turned to 27.
He turned the 27 today. Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah. But yeah, he's annoying me a lot. So I was like,
happy effing birthday.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I like that one.
Okay. Super super fudge.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
I think I...
You did what?
Nothing. I'm trying to think of words that are naughty that I can kind of say.
Yeah, that's so hard. I want to say stuff, but you cannot say on air. He's being such a bee.
He's being such a businessman.
Businessman? That is driving me crazy, but still I care about him, so I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday,
Ulash.
Ulash.
Ulash.
Ulash.
That's good. That's okay.
Oh, well, it's like E-U-L-E-S-H.
U-L-A-S.
U-L-A-S.
But S has a dot.
It has a dot? Is it like a,
like
a double dot?
No, no, no. It has a dot at the bottom.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Okay, so it's like U-L-A-S.
For our audio listeners, Dill is currently fingering out in the air what it looks
when
like.
When you say fingering out, it sounds weird.
All right, she's pointing out. She's demonstrating what the characters look like with the index finger on her left hand, I think it was. But
right.
It was her right hand.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Also, shout out to Newman, who's going to be born in 13 minutes.
Is that a new family member?
No.
Who's going to be born?
No. What I meant was like it's going to be his birthday.
He's
a sophomore in Lafayette.
I get it. If you're listening, friend.
He's
happy
not.
Happy birthday.
But yeah.
Super creepy hello from the radio show.
Oh.
But yeah. I'll give a shout out to Jesus.
Yeah. Technically, that's my brother. I think he dressed up.
Jesus.
As
oh, he did.
Jesus for his freshman and also sophomore year.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are currently listening to this at Lafayette College, you should take a look at Kamal Dilsis. He's the beautiful, handsome man who stands 7 feet tall, has hair twice as long as his body, and has those dreamy, dreamy eyes that, you know, can melt snow. Yeah, I don't know what I was saying. But yeah, he was Jesus. He was Jesus.
Moving on.
Or as some people like to call him, Jesus. Moving on, we can definitely start getting away from religion and birthdays and all that weird stuff. But currently, we're looking at a monitor at, that looks like it's in Canada. And
there's an
UFO. What we liked, what is also known by, I guess, more sidestream critics as a UFO. Yeah, and so we're looking at a UFO in Canada, and it says there's a caption.
How did you think that it's Canada?
I don't know. There's some evergreen trees and some hills, and we don't really have that kind of stuff in America because, you know,
capitalism. So the only option is Canada?
It's got to be Canada. I mean, look at those rolling green, mountainous, evergreen pines that can only be from a deciduous forest in Canada. So,
okay.
Yeah, so...
And it says, I want to believe on it.
We want to believe that there are aliens out there, which I do believe. I don't want to believe. I know I believe. I need to believe.
I believe I can fly. No. Okay, moving on. I'm going to open the window when you're talking more.
Okay, I will continue to talk. I will actually start to make my way over to the computer so that I can provide some really good musical talent for all of you listening. I hope that you like some hard... rock, because I'm about to send you some a throwback to last semester. This was a song that I sent my buddies Jacob and Chris. They had a song. It was called, or they had a radio show called The Rascals.
And are they still having that or no?
You know, I'm not really sure. They haven't hit me up this semester to do anything about that. But you know,
it's getting cold.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly in here. But, oh boy.
Maybe I should close the window.
Perhaps. It might be a little cold, Dill. I forget what the name of the song is, but maybe it's... Is it this one? Maybe it's BYOB. I hope it's not. Maybe it is. No, it's not. How about this one?
Okay.
It looks like somebody already looked this one up.
No, we don't talk anymore. It's like Selena Gomez and Charlie
Puth. We don't talk anymore. I love that song.
Me too. Do you want to play it?
Oh, I was just going to. Yeah.
Okay, yay. Yeah, that one.
Do do do do.
Okay, enjoy the song, guys.
Bye bye.
Bye.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't love anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. I just heard you found the one you've been looking, you've been looking for. I wish I would have known that wasn't me. Cause even after all this time I still wonder why I can't move on just the way you did so easily. I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain. Oh, it's such a shame. But we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't love anymore. What was all of it for?
treating you just right, the way I did before.
I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain.
Oh, it's such a shame that we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't love anymore. What was all of it for?
And we're back. So
what's up, guys?
Apparently there's a laser tag going on.
Oh, I need to make a plug really quick, actually.
Okay.
Thursday, okay. November 17th, down at the Kirby Sports Center.
Blah blah blah.
No, Lafayette Recreational Services.
Blah blah blah blah.
Casino night.
No. Oh, okay. Casino night. Go for
yes.
it. Yeah.
We are going to be having.
Can
a casino
we come
night.
Drunk?
I can't say that on air, but I definitely encourage everybody to come to casino night with poker chips that we will be handing out in Farrenon and Marquee in the next coming days or day to come win some awesome Loft Lehigh gear. We've got hats and gloves and all kinds of cool
That's
thingamabobs
cool.
that you guys can win. All you need to do is show up Thursday, 8 p.m. at Kirby Sports Center and play and gamble your butts off. You know, why go
you cannot say that word on air, but you already said it.
Bamble? Booty?
Yeah, moving on.
My glutes? Oh, well, is somebody going to fine us?
Yeah, they're going to kill us.
Yikes. You can say the K word on this?
Killing? Yeah.
Oh, I thought
kill,
you
kill, kill.
Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's radio show has been brought to you by a homicidal murderer.
By the way, also, you can say penis on air. I asked for it, and because I had this song that said penis on it, and they were like, yeah, sure. But I was like, so I cannot say the other words, but I can say penis, penis, penis, penis.
Can you say vagina on there?
I think so, yes, vagina.
You can say vagina?
I mean, if you can't say penis, why can't you say vagina?
You know, that's a really good point. I believe in sexual equality.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you can't say vagina on air, well, gosh darn it, I'm going to say...
Vagina.
Vagina.
So all we do is we just show up at Kirby at 8 p.m. on Thursday?
Kirby Sports Center? Yeah, if you come...
Thursday or Wednesday?
Thursday, November 17th. It's free. There are poker chips going to be hidden around campus that if you bring these poker chips to the event, you'll
Would
get...
Would you like to tell me where they're going to be in it?
Well, they're little black poker chips, and they're ceramic, and they're they say Casino Night on them, and Loft Rec. And if you happen to bring these poker chips with you on Thursday night, you'll get an extra $10 free, a bonus $10 that sets you ahead of the crowd.
Otherwise, do you have to pay for it?
No, but you have to earn. If you don't have these extra 10 chips, if you want to get ahead, you're going to have to earn those chips through winning games.
Oh, okay.
So why not start with a higher amount of chips? And get ahead of the crowd and have a better chance of winning prizes. So look out for those black and white ceramic Loft Rec chips. They'll be in Marquee and Farrenon in tomorrow and Thursday. Keep an eye out. Win some prizes. Loft Lehigh. Go to the game on Saturday.
It's going
to
be fun. Yay.
It's going to be super fun. And, you know, practice safe everything.
This is not like that, I
no.
think.
Do we want to play, how about, can we put on Daft what? Punk, Get Lucky?
Get Lucky by Daft Punk. You're saying all the songs that I have no idea about, but they all are pretty cool, so I'm assuming that this one is good too.
Oh, this is a good song. This is a funky good song.
Do you want to talk about the song before we play it?
Yeah, sure. So this song I think came out freshman year of my time here at Lafayette, so that was 2013 into 2014. And I remember Daft Punk hadn't released an album in quite a while. They had been on the Tron Legacy album. They had done a song called Derezzed, and I think they also composed some of the other songs on that album, but for the most part, they hadn't really released anything with another artist in a while. And so 2013, I believe they had released this after doing the movie soundtrack with Disney. And this is, I believe, with Bruno Mars.
No, it says Pharrell Williams.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. That's right. It's with Pharrell, back when Pharrell was doing all of it.
Pharrell.
Our buddy Pharrell. You know, back when he was doing stuff and he was getting happy and all that. So, I haven't heard.
Wait, isn't the guy who was singing happy song?
Yeah. You know,
that's because I'm happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
This song is, happy. Yes.
Shut up. No. Shoo.
Anyway.
It's a Turkish word, you know?
Shoo. Yeah, definitely. Anyway, so,
if you guys want to give us a call, our station number is
610-330-5316.
John is repeating.
610-330-5316. And if you'd like to give me a call, my cell phone number is 347-344-2408. Please send me a text. I'm so lonely. Just kidding, everybody.
Repeat it again. If not, I'm...
610-330-5316.
Everyone wants to know your phone number.
We've got Daft Punk's Get Lucky.
Okay, here's the song, guys.
Please enjoy. Catch you later.
Not really.
We've got an ad coming up. It's a Selsun Blue football kind of ad. But here it comes.
Here's the song.
Bye.
Okay, I know this song. I just don't know the name. Moving on.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Lucky. Luc
We are back.
Hi, everybody. We just have a quick little shout out to a Lafayette local, a one Mr. Mongola Simata. He has been constantly posting on his Facebook page some wonderful, inspiring tweets, posts, whatever's you'd like to call them. But I'd just like to read you a quick one. I hope Wongla is okay with me reproducing this for your viewing pleasure, your listening pleasure. But without further ado, it goes like this. To be rejected by your bae can be a saddening yet liberating thing. It saddens you because it makes you feel inadequate. It makes you feel that someone does not consider you attractive enough. But feel liberated, my friend. Feel free. You have been released from that little prison of hope and desire you had locked yourself in due to your love for Bay. Go out. Treat yourself. Meet other people. Someone out there is dying for you. Someone out there is waiting just for you. Someone out there considers you the ultimate, the bee's knees in their love race. If you are fixated on those things that were never meant to be, you run the risk of missing what that which was. Bleh. Take heart, my friend. I feel your pain. Take heart, my friend. Hold my hand. Let's go together and find your bae. It's 2016. You are too good a person to be alone. Now, I don't want to get too much into anything, but gosh darn it, Wongla, that is one of the most inspirational things I've read today. And if it didn't reach out to me and resonate with me today, it might have been tomorrow or the next day. And so to Wongla, I just want to say keep up the fantastic Facebook posts, because they truly are inspiring. Today was a rough day for myself. And, you know, having read that, it really made me feel better about myself. And I hope it gave other people who would like the post just as much hope as it had done me. So I think Dill has a song queued up. So
after all of the things that we talked tonight, I just wanted to play the spoken word that I played before. But I think it fits to... night, and I think you're gonna like it. So it's called When Love Arrives, but by Sarah K and Phil K.
Sounds fantastic. I can't wait to hear it.
So okay, here is the spoken word, and enjoy, guys, and you listen.
I'm gonna take quite the notes. Enjoy, everybody.
Enjoy.
I knew exactly what love looked like in seventh grade.
Even though I hadn't met love yet, if love had wandered into my homeroom, I would have recognized him at first glance. Love wore a hemp necklace.
I would have recognized her at first glance. Love wore a tight French braid.
Love played acoustic guitar and knew all my favorite Beatles songs.
Love wasn't afraid to ride the bus with me.
And I knew. I just must be checking the wrong classrooms.
Just must be searching the wrong hallways. She was there. I was sure of it.
If only I could find him.
But when love finally showed up, she had a bowl cut.
He wore the same clothes every day for a week.
Love hated the bus.
Love didn't know anything about the Beatles.
Instead, every time I tried to kiss love,
our teeth got in the way. Love became the reason I lied to my parents.
I'm going to Ben's house.
Love had terrible rhythm on the dance floor, but made sure we never missed a slow song.
Love waited by the phone because she knew if her father picked up, it would be...
Hello. Hello.
Oh my God.
I guess they hung up.
And love grew.
Love stretched like a trampoline.
Love changed.
Love disappeared, slowly, like baby teeth, losing parts of me I thought I needed.
Love vanished like an amateur magician. Everyone could see the trap door but me.
Like a flat tire. There were other places I had planned on going.
But my plans didn't matter.
Love stayed away for years. And when love finally reappeared,
I barely recognized him. Love smelled different now. Had darker eyes.
A broader back. Love came with freckles I didn't recognize.
New birthmarks, a softer voice.
Now there were new sleeping patterns.
New favorite books.
Love had songs that reminded him of someone else.
Songs love didn't like to listen to.
So did I.
But we found a park bench that fit us perfectly.
We found jokes that make us laugh.
And now love makes me fresh homemade chocolate chip cookies.
But love will probably finish most of them for a midnight snack.
Love looks great in lingerie, but still likes to wear her retainer.
Love is a terrible driver, but a great navigator.
Love knows where she's going. It just might take her 2 hours longer than she planned.
Love is messier now.
Not as simple.
Love uses the word boobs in front of my parents.
Love chews too loudly.
Love leaves the cap off the toothpaste.
Love uses smiley faces in her text messages.
And turns out,
love shits.
But love also cries. And love will tell you you are beautiful.
And mean it.
Over and over again.
You are beautiful.
When you just wake up.
You are beautiful.
When you've just been crying.
You are beautiful.
When you don't want to hear it.
You are beautiful.
When you don't believe it.
You are beautiful.
When nobody else will tell you.
You are beautiful.
Love still thinks. You are beautiful.
But love is not perfect and will sometimes forget.
When you need to hear it most.
You are beautiful.
Do not forget this.
Love is not who you were expecting. Love is not what you can predict.
Maybe love is in New York City, already asleep. You are in California, India, Australia, wide awake. Maybe love is always in the wrong time zone.
Maybe love is not ready for you. Maybe you are not ready for love.
Maybe love just isn't the marrying type.
Maybe the next time you see love is 20 years after the divorce. Love looks older now, but just as beautiful as you remember.
Maybe love is only there for 1 month.
Maybe love is there for every firework, every birthday party, every hospital visit.
Maybe love stays.
Maybe love can't. Maybe love shouldn't. Love arrives exactly when love is supposed to. And love leaves exactly when love must.
When love arrives, say,
welcome. Make yourself comfortable. If love leaves, ask her to leave the door open behind her.
Turn off the music. Listen to the quiet.
Whisper.
Thank you
for stopping by.
What did you think about it?
Well, Dil, I gotta say that was quite beautiful. It's one of those things that they do come and they go, and when they gotta go, they gotta go. And it's sad to see them leave. And you wish you could stay. You could say to them, "Oh, stay for just 5 more minutes. The rain will blow over in a second." But unfortunately, people have places to go, and they have people to see. So I appreciated that. I thought it was a very enlightening spoken word, and I'm glad you were able to play that again for me tonight. I hope everybody else who has been listening has been able to enjoy the wonderful insight that Dil has provided us all. She's a very smart person, so of course she's going to play only the best for her audience.
Aww.
But yeah, I don't really know what to follow that with, except for maybe like... burn everything down and lock the doors. Just kidding.
Yes.
But no, that was fantastic. Couldn't have said it better than myself. Up next for music, I don't really know what to play or put on. Oh, I was supposed to look up, I guess, music. But in the meantime, I'll just vamp for a little bit. I can tell people about what I'm currently thinking about. So I'm looking at my phone, and I currently have a picture of a goose as my background. And in that background, there's a fire, and it looks like the goose's head is on fire. But
okay.
Psych, that's not true at all. It is a fantastic meme that is called Fire Goose. And let's see. Oh boy, I can't find any good music on my.
Okay, do you want me to play another spoken word?
Oh,
maybe?
I know what we can do. How about we put some Pink Floyd on?
Yeah, sounds good.
How about not really going as much along with the theme of this past 45 minutes, but how about we put Pink Floyd on Wish You Were Here?
Okay. So,
but this is a song that I think is, you know, it runs concurrently with tonight's theme. If you haven't quite gotten it yet, make sure to tweet us and see if you win our prize of understanding what the heck we're talking about. But for the most part, I think it's a fitting song because it only makes sense that even though when things leave, you could still wish that they were here and enjoy that they're not. It's all part of the fleeting memory and also the warm embrace of new and old. And, you know, depending on how you look at this song, I've heard this song many times over and over, and every time I listen to it, it means something different. I hope tonight, everybody, that when you listen to this song, it means something different for you as well. So without further ado, here is Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Enjoy, guys.
Punctuation.
And discipline remains mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yes,
yes. No, it is it.
I'm sure of it.
Think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead?
We are back.
We are back. And that was Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I don't know if I mentioned this before we played the song, but every time I do listen to the song, it means a little bit different. And, you know, in the past it's been... wow, yikes. That is
sorry. A
scary vibration on that phone you got there. But
oh my God, yes.
What was I going to say? Yeah, no. I mean, in the past the song has been... something that I would think would be playing at a funeral or maybe at a sad moment in a movie, but now after listening to it again, it's kind of like the uplifting credits as the cowboy rides off into the sunset. That's the aesthetic that I feel listening to it now. So always good to reflect on music, especially a piece of music that you've known for a while and has always kind of touched you and has always kind of been meaningful. So I'm glad we put that song on. That's a good song.
Yeah, it's a really good song. Especially I love this part. We are just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
Oh, it's great. Year after year, running over the same old ground, and how we found the same old fears. It's pretty crazy, but it is toasty in this room.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to open that window. Shout out to my mom. She doesn't know English, but she was the one who texted. She was like, oh, are you talking with your friend on air? And I was like, yes. Did you just start listening? And she said that she's listening since like an hour. And then, so, yeah, but she doesn't understand anything. She just really...
How do you say we're talking about love? This whole podcast is...
In Turkish?
In Turkish, yeah. Why not?
Okay.
Well, not our love, but just love is an abstract concept.
Okay. Should I translate that too?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Give me a sentence and I'll just translate it.
I don't know. Existential meaning of love.
Oh, okay. Aşkım varoluşsal anlamı.
There we go, Ms. Dilsiz. That's what we were talking about.
Yes, hakkında konuşuyoruz.
Oh, was that?
I said, talking about.
Oh, of course, of course. So, yeah.
Do you want to try to say that?
No, I don't.
Moving on.
Let's see. Is there any music that you want to put on, Dil? I feel like I've run my course. I think I got a lot out of my system.
I mean, I like all the songs that you play. If you have more, we can play. If not, I can pick some songs or like spoken words.
There's music I would like to play, but I don't think it's appropriate for the radio. But let me see what for my favorites. What might be
what? Wait, what did you say? The existential meaning of love?
Yeah, the existential meaning of love. There you go.
Existential. I'm just changing the name of the episode.
We could.
That was a weird voice.
That was the sound of my lips exhaling things. We could always put on. You know what a good song is that I think I would like to end curve out the night with is it's called Ruby, R-U-B-Y, and it is by Kaiser Chiefs.
Ruby, are we ending the night?
I don't know. This is the end of my run. I don't have any other music after this. I don't think I would. I don't know. I came into this evening with quite the emotional package, and now I feel quite relieved. So
that's good. Yeah. I like that.
So this is what I think this is a good place for me to drop off this emotional arc. Ruby by Kaiser Chiefs will be coming up next.
I think Kaiser Chiefs. Yeah, I found it.
And then wow, a lot of this music on my phone is really old. So yeah, a lot of my old music is definitely way too lovey-dovey. A lot of got Junk of the Heart by the Kooks, which is just basically saying I want to make you happy.
Aww.
And then literally followed after that is One Direction's Gotta Be You.
One Direction, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I had a phase. There was a girl back in high school. Her name was Justina Ortega.
Okay.
Shout out to Justina Ortega if you're listening to the radio. But yeah, no, she was a big One Direction fan and she hooked me on to Gotta Be You, because I was a sucker for Love, and I liked the idea of that. And so, anyway, here's Kaiser Chiefs. I'm John Ottinger, and this is Dylan. I don't know, we're probably going to stay on, but here's the song. So, yeah.
Enjoy, guys. Well, yay. Bye. Okay, enjoy. Yeah, here's the song. Hey guys, we're back.
Hi.
Yes. We're back. So, what's up, yo? What up, bro? Okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
So, you're listening to...
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. So this is the...
Sometimes.
The Sometimes with Dil Dilses. Optionally, our website is WJRH.org. Our phone number is 610-330-5316. That phone number, again, if you'd like to call in, is 610-330-5316. So, yeah.
That was a good voice.
This is my... I don't even know what voice this is.
And who are you?
I am John Ottinger, your guest host of the night. Dropping in kind of late, kind of early, don't really know, kind of tired. But I'm around, so here you are. Here I am. I've got all the deals that I want to give, so... yeah.
Yay. Maybe I'll play a Twicky song?
Yeah, play some Turkish music. Let's do it.
What do I want?
I don't know, but...
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it'll be good.
So, there is a song called Meyhaneci. I need to translate that one because I have no idea how to say it in English. Okay.
Okay.
Translate. Meyhaneci. Okay, so they don't know how to translate that either.
Did they translate?
So, okay, Meyhane is a place that
people... Well, they think they're translating it from Portuguese.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay, so, but, like, they don't have, like, exact... No, okay, let me just translate it for you. So, Meyhane is a place that you go drink, but it's more, like, you sit, like, eat, drink, like...
Like a pub?
It's not like a pub because, like, maybe I mentioned you this Turkish drink called rakı.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
With, for rakı, like you have like a special table, like with like special food, like you have a lot of appetizers and like you drink all night and like talk with your friends and listen sad music. And Meyhane is a place like for that kind of, and Meyhaneci is the person who is running that place, that pub. So let me look at the lyrics. So I want to translate it a bit before I play the song. So it's basically saying that the person who is running the pub, I am drunk this night again. Keep continue playing the song. I am so over with being alone every night. We are drinking again. I'm drinking every night. I'm having different kind of fun every single night and blah, blah, blah. So it goes like that. But it, when you listen to it, it's like a really turn up song. So I think you'll like the melody.
I'm really excited. It sounds like it describes my life pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. Okay.
Yeah, so that sounds cool. Thank you for the translation. I thoroughly look forward to finding out more about this fantastic song that you have coming up for us.
Perfect. Then here is the song. Enjoy, guys. Meyhaneci sarhoşum bu gece, aşığım aşık çal bu gece, tak etti canıma yalnız her gece, içiyoruz yine bu gece. Sarhoşum bu gece, aşığım aşık çal bu gece, tak etti canıma yalnız her gece, içiyoruz yine bu gece. Ama meyhaneci sarhoşum bu gece, aşığım aşık çal bu gece, tak etti canıma yalnız her gece, içiyoruz yine bu gece. İçiyorum her gece, her gece başka bir eğlence, içiyorum gönlümce, hayat güzel sevince. İçiyorum her gece başka bir eğlence. İçiyorum gönlümce, hayat güzel sevince. Hatta bir şarkı koy bir kadeh, içiyoruz yine bu gece. Her şeyi boş ver çal bu gece, içiyoruz yine bu gece. Hatta bir şarkı koy bir kadeh, içiyoruz yine bu gece. Her şeyi boş ver çal bu gece, içiyoruz yine bu gece. Başka bir eğlence, içiyorum gönlümce, hayat güzel sevince. İçiyorum her gece başka bir eğlence, içiyorum gönlümce, hayat güzel sevince. Çile mi sence? Ne çilesi babam sanki işkence. İçiyoruz yine bu gece. Meyhaneci durma söyle bu gece. Aşkı nasıl adı çile mi sence? Ne çilesi babam sanki işkence. İçiyoruz yine bu gece. İçiyorum her gece. Her gece başka bir eğlence.
yine bu gece. Patla bir şarkı, koy bir kadeh, içiyoruz yine bu gece. Her şeyi boş ver, çal bu gece. İçiyoruz yine bu gece. İçiyorum her gece, her gece başka bir eğlence. İçiyorum gönlümce, hayat güzel sevince. İçiyorum her gece, her gece başka bir eğlence. İçiyorum gönlümce, hayat güzel sevince.
Hey guys, so
hi.
We decided to end this night. I am gonna be with you again next week. Not next week, because next week is Thanksgiving break. But you know, I had stuff to talk about. I wanted to. So I probably am gonna talk about after Thanksgiving break. And I hope everything will be okay by then. And this was a really fun night. I'm glad John came. So instead of being sad and talking about sad stuff, I turned up and had fun. So thank you, John.
Turn up.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
And we decided to end the night early. So we are going to go to Milo's and CHT and check out those places. If you want to stop by, if you want to say something, you're more than welcome to. If not, okay.
If not, well, then...
It's your lose.
Yeah, you're lost. You're missing out on some awesome goodness between me and Dill. So
yes.
That sounds like a you problem.
Uh-huh. So, well, have a lovely night. And you were listening to...
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Check us out on the web.
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.